got some other stuff. You want the full open or you want to just dive in?
Now we can go.
Okay. Yeah, let's do the open. Let's do the open.
Yeah.
I kind of miss it sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Thanks, Jeff.
Fuck you.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Broadcasting from Studio H at the TGO Media World Headquarters, this is TGO Radio. This is Brian Weiss speaking. Sitting across from me is Jeff Durant.
Hi.
At the other end of the house producing, show producer extraordinaire, your friend and mine, best podcast producer in America, Doug Reacharound.
Everybody's friend.
He is everybody's friend. Douglas K. Reacharound.
Douglas K. Reacharound.
By the way.
Yes.
How we doing, man?
We're all right.
Good.
We're living.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Doctor told me I'm fat today.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh, well.
Fucking. Thanks for the fucking wonderful insight, Doc.
Just about
what gave it away? The heavy breathing or the inability to bend over?
In fact, I can't climb stairs. Gave it away, Doc. See where that fancy medical degree really comes into use.
No shit. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck, dude. Really? I'm paying for this shit?
Yeah, really? Oh. Me and the insurance company feel like we're getting ripped off here.
Fucking skinny ass doctor standing there in a fucking suit.
My doctor,
I'm fucking fat.
My doctor's probably half my age, the fucking infant. You know, he's fucking in shape with his fucking wind tunnel tested head, dude. You know, and he's just fucking young and, you know, rich and go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I just had to turn up the volume on the microphone. It's just now I had to go like this to try to see it. Getting old is... It's like... sorry, I have to do this. It's like...
pube?
Jim Ross. It's like Jim Ross.
Brian had a pube on his...
I don't know why. I thought that was so funny.
On his microphone cover.
It's like Jim Ross always says, time does no jobs, man. Like the time is undefeated, and it just is. And
yeah.
My dad fell and broke his arm. He's 74.
Time is undefeated.
It is. Time does no jobs, man. It's like, ugh. God damn, you know? Time is undefeated, man.
It's fucking relentless.
It is fucking relentless.
Yeah.
How did you handle 50? When you turned 50, how did you handle it? You got 51 coming up.
51 next week.
Next week. It's Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to guess. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the 26th.
Fifth.
Yep. Okay.
You know,
how did you take it? Because I'm already not taking it well, and I'm 10 months away from it.
I don't react to birthdays like other people do. Oh, yeah.
God, it's tasty. Jesus Christ.
But 50 kind of hit me. 50, mm-hmm. 50 was when I realized that I literally... I mean, when you turn 40, you're at the halfway mark.
40?
In fact, you're a little bit of, you know, beyond the halfway mark.
Statistically, yes. Right.
Was it 75?
76 or something.
Yeah. So at 40, you're statistically beyond the halfway point, but you still feel pretty young. You're still feeling pretty good. You know, for me, particularly when I turned 40, I was a few years away from my divorce, starting to feel better about myself, getting back out there, living life. So, you know, 40 wasn't that bad for me. When I hit 50, it's like, man, I don't have, you know, statistically...
Mm-mm. There's a lot more behind you than in front of you.
15 years?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It can't be. No way. That's just fucked up to think about. Because I've wasted 15 fucking years doing this stupid shit. Well...
That just kind of gets into a dynamic of how people, you know. By the way, that
was that bad? It was bad, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah, that came out of my mouth.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Two things inexcusable right now: the runtime of the Batman and that belch. Jesus Christ! We're recording this on January. What is it today?
20th.
20th.
Can I say it that I'm sick and tired of hearing about fucking Betty White? Can I say it? Or you know, fucking 10 gay guys going to break in here and beat me up or something?
The best thing that happened when she died is a lot of videos started popping up on Twitter, and there was some really funny...
Oh, yeah.
I have some really funny shit. Yeah,
I get it, but it's like, you know, Jesus Christ, she made it to 99, man. Everybody's boo-hooing like she went too early. It's fucking 99.
Yeah.
Then, oh, my fucking God. She was so close to her 100th birthday. And then I actually had people. Well, with the leap years and stuff that were in there, she actually made it well past her 100. I'm like, are you nuts? How fucking stupid are you?
So childish.
Oh, my God.
That's so childish.
I fucking hate people so much.
I fucking hate them. Let's get a piece of land somewhere and build two tiny houses and let's fucking go.
I think that's why I make those jokes like I do in The Office, just to let those motherfuckers know that I have no fucking sympathy and I have no fucking limits. So don't fucking piss me off, Al.
Dude, a two-acre piece of land somewhere.
Nah, 10. Need 10?
All right, 10.
You don't,
10, fine, 10.
Yeah, you don't realize how 10 is a nice size. You can get in the middle of it and...
We'll build two tiny houses,
from all fucking sides.
And that's it, man. That's it. Mm. Two tiny houses.
Yeah, some fucking knucklehead's going to come knocking on the goddamn door.
Yeah, yeah, my son.
Somebody will fucking find you, some nosy goddamn neighbor. Hey, we see you moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the fuck out. Do you know the sound of thunder, neighbor?
What you been watching? Anything? No spoilers. I haven't watched a second. How was the end of Dexter?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, I was very, very, very satisfied with the end of that. I enjoyed the season. It wasn't anything to rival season 4, you know, or those first few seasons of Dexter. It seemed to have a little bit. I mean, every show takes liberties with things like, you know, things that, you know, normally probably wouldn't just happen. But that was the whole thing of Dexter, man. That guy fucking squeaked in and out of fucking situations and scenarios all the time and everything. So that, I don't care. I was in a group on Facebook of, because I was just kind of curious to hear the scuttlebutt, that, especially as it got closer to the end and people talking about it, and gee, everybody hates it. It's just stupid. And all these, you know, it's like, I'm so very happy with how this ended. And I'm good.
Good.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Good. Yep. Good. That's good.
You know what, though? Michael C. Hall's kind of a fucking dick.
Yeah?
You ever watch him in interviews and stuff?
So...
Did we watch his fucking music?
We did.
We did.
And it's a show that hasn't aired yet. It's season 15 episode. Oh, that's right. Okay. Yep. We're still doing Worst of 2021 stuff. Yep. So we're recording this on the...
He's just kind of a... I've seen him in other things. Now, I have not watched 6 Feet Under yet. I watched the first episode, and I'm probably going to get back to it. But I tried watching other shows that he did after Dexter. Nah, I'm not into him. Yeah. He's Dexter, you know? So, have you got them all to watch?
Or? No, I've got first five,
yeah.
And I haven't started them yet. Okay. I've kind of been not watching a lot of stuff. I did so little reading last year, I was disgusted with myself. I've been reading a book
more?
A week.
Good.
Since the first of the year, and I was disgusted. I only read 33 or 35 books last year, which is inexcusable when you have 400 unread books in your house. 35 is not excusable.
Yeah.
Oh, what I have is not yet crippling, but what I have is a cell phone addiction, because it's in my hands all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear
and, you. So I need to kind of find a way to...
Get away from that.
Yeah.
Yep, I hear you there.
We've gone back to the winter hours at work, so yeah. I'm leaving a lot earlier.
Oh, okay. And is that what you meant? I wasn't sure exactly what you meant by that when you texted me.
Dude,
that.
I came home and took a little 60-minute nap.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking,
nice.
I told you, I hope the doctor got you fucking going, because I'm going to run your fat ass through some paces today. We're doing two episodes.
My daughter did suggest a show on HBO called, it's got a couple of seasons. It's called The Righteous Gemstones.
Now, I've seen the trailer for that.
It's okay. I watched about four episodes last night. It's okay. I'm going to keep going with it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah. It looks fun, but I haven't watched it.
It's fun so far, you know. And it's mocking religious types, so I'm down.
Oh, I know you're down with that. Yeah. Oh, I'll get to it eventually, probably, in all likelihood.
I started watching.
There's just so much stuff you can't keep up with it.
Yeah, and I, you know, when.
Uh-oh.
When... Oh, did you do it?
No.
Boy,
it
sounded like. No. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But there's, dude, there's a shit plug at the back end of that one, though.
Dude, there is.
And if I didn't pull up, it was going to be big liquidy trouble. That might be a show title in minute 17. Big liquidy
big
trouble.
Big trouble and liquid asshole.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, it's so bad.
Kind of glad I'm plugged up today.
Oh, man, it's so fucking... Where's the air freshener? Oh, it's so fucking heinous.
Right here, it's
oh,
right
my
here.
God, there it is. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hurry.
Oh, God. Oh. Trust me.
All right. God,
no,
Jesus.
No. Trust me, because that... No, fuck off. Because that would go right through your fucking your nasal deal.
Yeah, I got the fucking cinnamon and apples there, or whatever the fuck that is.
Apple cinnamon, you got it.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a little of that fart on the back end of the apple.
Fought its way through.
It's a fucking little trooper there, isn't it?
Dude, it really is. Well, when we did our Farts of 2021 compilation a few weeks back,
oh,
I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed I wasn't on it, so I had to just kind of step my game up in 2022. We are two grown fucking men, by the way.
You know what we need to do? You've put together all those clips, right, of us farting?
Of you farting. It was all you last year.
Okay, so put together clips of you. And then mix them up, and let's see if we can tell who each other is.
No, you can definitely tell.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You're the fart king.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Great.
You have to put that on your tombstone. Speaking of that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking foul. At first, I was like, yeah, it's whatever, but wow. There was a chicken filet, kind of out of the way, but it's by my work, kind of.
Will you stop it, please?
No, fuck you! 17 years of dropping ass in various studios. How many studios have we had? We had Camp TGO. Okay.
Did we record over at my place where my ex-wife and I live? I mean, we did demo.
We did test stuff there. We did tests there. So, but we didn't actually do.
We didn't do. Okay.
Season 2 we did at oh, boy. Where was season 2? The election night show was at Camp TGO.
The election night was Camp TGO.
Season 2, early 2009. Where were we? When did you get to Camp David? Because we recorded several.
late 2009. It was Thanksgiving of 09. Was that the next one?
Season 2. We did election night 2008. Then we did season 2 started in 2009. I think we did those in my front room. Those at Camp TGO, those 2008
yes,
seasons.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Remember we had two desks
set up? Yep,
that's
right. Yep. We got off that fucking little room there on the back of the place, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yep.
Then 2010... Season 5 was the first one. We did 3 episodes that season. I really tore through it that year. We did those at... The first one at your house, I remember, was season 5.
Yep. Because we recorded upstairs for a little bit and then moved everything into that room in the basement.
In that studio.
Yeah.
That's
a nice setup.
Yeah, I loved it in there.
Yeah.
A little damp.
A little damp, but it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, so, like, everything after that, see, we did... several seasons at Camp David.
Yeah, we did many. Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, I was there for 4 years, so. And then we did what? How many seasons did we do at the attic there? What did we call that?
What?
When we recorded there up in the attic.
Oh!
What did we call that?
One or two. I was out of work that year. 1 or 2 full seasons.
I can't remember what we called the studio.
Oh. we call it the Ponderosa.
Oh, that's right. That's right, the Ponderosa.
And then we were in that soundproof studio downtown for a while.
I forgot about that.
And then we've been here ever since. Mm-hmm. The last 2 years I've been here.
You've been here 2 years already?
In April, yeah. Mm-hmm.
April coming up, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kylie's been gone since September of
2020. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, it's 2022, isn't it?
Jeez. Yeah, yeah. It's been 2 years since 2 weeks to stop the spread started. Yep. I tell you, Corona's been around my office 3 times, and me and one other guy are the only 2 people who haven't gotten it. And I am knocking on wood, baby.
Man, you're fortunate.
Yeah, don't fucking get away from me. Don't fucking come near. And my immune system has always been a little hardy.
Yeah.
But I have not gotten it. So, super lucky as far as that goes, because it's been around my office 3 times.
Wow. It's, we've got a lot of cases, not directly in my office, but in our building, but we get a lot of people and it's spread out a lot, but.
Spread out. You're a fucking piece of trash. You are trash.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's going to be rank.
Ugh.
Ew. It's like vomit.
Thanks. Blew it over here. The first time someone did that to me, my brother, at Thanksgiving 1 year, many years
belched
ago.
Belched and blew it over it.
Blew it right in my... Whoa! Blew it right in my stupid fucking face. It was weird, you know. Many... laughed. So I got to text him. I laughed so hard. Anyway... So they told you were too fat for surgery?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you want that hip? Get rid of some gut. All right.
Are we going to do it together? I've been looking for an excuse.
Sure. What, hip replacements?
No.
Oh.
I was thinking maybe lose some weight. We should try docking first before we try hip replacements. Well, you know what? Let's start with, you know, let's get a cookie and we'll see where it goes.
Hold hands or something.
Well,
<can't>
something.
<wait. laughs>
Get a cookie. something, right?
Ah.
Gotta be something.
That is a fine fucking beverage.
Yeah? I got four more in here if you want another one.
I'm nursing this one.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I've been looking for an excuse. I should probably. I'd love to drop.
Do it. 30. You'll feel better.
I know. I know. I know, dude. I would love to drop 30 pounds by springtime. Would be awesome. But it's unrealistic. But I would love to drop 30 pounds.
Well, I mean, it's going to take me well into the fall next year before I can even think about getting, if I start, obviously, today or tomorrow. It's you know, 50 pounds ain't going to come off overnight. So.
No.
But I don't want it to. I don't. That's not healthy, and that's not, you know.
When you get close, we're going to have to work out a home setup for you for the show.
For what?
For this show.
You know what? I don't think I'll actually be out that long. We might be able to
have
plan
your
ahead.
Ass hobbling around here.
Dude, they have you up.
You know what? That's true. Because I
right after surgery, you have to be up and moving around, and they don't want you sitting. So
no.
But we can get some shows recorded and in the can, you know, beforehand or something. We'll see.
How upset would your wife be in a few years if you guys moved away? And like, I'm like, all right, man. So here's your equipment for the setup at home. And
I mean,
she likes our show. Actually,
oh yeah,
your
she
wife
likes
does.
Our show.
Yeah, I know.
It would be weird.
She's
to
the
do
only
it.
One. Yeah. She's the only.
It would be weird to do it. I think we could. But it would be weird to do it that way, you know.
Very weird, because we're not watching the same thing together.
Yeah,
it's like, it's be very strange.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, I got a piece of audio I want to play here for you. There we go.
I want to be very, very clear. The language by which we talk about sex in Black communities is disturbing. We talk about, oh, I'm finna beat it up. I'm going to shoot up the club. I'm going to murder the pussy. Why are we using violent language to describe an intimate act?
Okay.
I don't know. I want him to murder the pussy.
What?
Question. When's the last time you murdered a pussy?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, I'd say
I didn't
fucking
say,
mildly fucking beat up, but, you know.
No. I'm not saying, like, just had sex. I'm saying, when's the last time you fucking taught a girl a lesson?
Oh, shit. Come on, man. Never?
Exactly. Fucking exactly. Oh, I heard that audio and I went,
murder that pussy.
I'm going to murder that
beat
pussy.
It up.
Beat up.
Yeah.
Shoot up the club is what I never
shoot
heard before.
Like shoot up the club.
Oh, shoot up the club.
Fucking drop all these kids off at the club.
Yeah. I'm going to murder that pussy. That is definitely a fucking... And then the other girl's just like, yeah, well, I want you to fuck up that pussy. Yeah. So it's whatever.
I want you to fuck up that pussy.
Oh, wow, yeah, you see.
You ever fucked up some pussy, Bill?
Oh, well, I don't want to tell tales out of school. There may have been a time in my life where I fucked up some pussy. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah,
shit.
It's hard to get a woman properly excited when she's drunk up and unconscious. You gotta have a gallon of Astroglide.
There's like ups and downs to that whole Quaalude thing, isn't there, Bill?
Well, you know,
I mean, it gets them in the mood, but
I mean, on the plus side, they're unconscious. On the negative side, it's drier than fucking a camel's mouth.
You gotta do all the fucking work, huh?
Oh, yeah. And if I needed that, I got too old for that shit.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez.
Get the zipping and the sopping and the pussy flopping and the...
Always nice to have the Kaz stop in.
Thanks, Kaz. I was
driving
around the other night listening to the best of the Cause I put out last summer.
Oh, Jesus my God. Christ.
Fuck, that makes me laugh so hard. Cause makes an appearance on JG right here.
Goddamn fucking Jailhouse Rock came up on my Pandora station the other day and about lost my fucking shit. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, baby.
Baby.
Oh.
Beat me up some pussy. Baby.
Oh.
After I eat this Nana sandwich.
Oh, I'm going to beat up the underage pussy mama. Oh. Oh, yeah.
You could be spanking some pussy King.
You wouldn't have to go far to beat up an underage girl's pussy, would you?
No.
Back then especially. Now girls are fucking, but they're fucking! But,
imagine in Elvis's day, that younger pussy. It's like fucking pristine.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. No.
How old was Priscilla when?
14 when they 14? Met. I think when they met, yeah.
But, like, they were married, like, a year or two later.
No,
so she was
18 when they married, I think. Okay. But I think that he probably didn't wait, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
See, different things were different in the South back then.
Yeah.
Jerry Lewis kind of set the way. Oh, man. Oh. Underage pussy. Jesus Christ. You can fuck some young pussy now and fucking not get your nut in 3 seconds. I don't know how you do it. Goddamn sexy kids. Fuck. Sexy little bastards. You know, that's what I said at work one time. At like 3 jobs ago, my boss almost fell out of her chair. Like, well, you know, if these kids weren't so fucking sexy, we wouldn't be trying to fuck them all the time. Goddamn sexy kids.
Goddamn sexy kids.
Ah, shit. I'm gonna murder the pussy. Oh.
There a documentary or something coming up about the Cause?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to pull that trailer up?
Oh, shit. Sorry. Yeah, I did not.
Oy gavolt.
I did not stage that yet. Sorry.
That's all right. It's about how, I think it's about black entertainers' reactions to the Cause or something, I think it is.
What's it called?
I don't know. I've got it written down. Let me see. It is, We Need to Talk About Cosby, it's called.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why you need to talk about me. Oh, I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
Oh. Yeah, you're innocent, Bill.
I'm a misunderstood hero. Oh. He really is a misunderstood comedian.
All right, well, what's it called again? We need to... Well, goddammit, fuck you.
We need to talk about Cosby. I think this is also going to be on Showtime, I think.
Well, too late. Dexter's done, so I canceled ass.
Did you? Here's the trailer for We Need to Talk About Cosby. Oh, the Cause. I don't like people talking about me. They're spreading lies.
Do not edit this. A lot of people knew.
No,
because
shit.
You can't do what he did unless you have other people supporting what you're doing.
Oh, shit, Fanny stupid.
Fly, the girl with drinking and hello, America.
Oh, yeah!
Bill Cosby had been one of my heroes.
That's the Spanish Fly.
Stand-up comic. I was born in the 70s. But this?
More trouble for Bill Cosby.
The accusations just keep coming in.
This was complicated.
Oh, sad Cause.
How do we talk about Bill Cosby?
It's complex, Kamau, you know.
It's not.
Bill Cosby
We got to talk about it. It's complex. No, it's not.
It's not complex.
No,
he fucking drugged a shit ton of women and fucking raped them. And I don't know why we need to overcomplicate
it. Do we do that with everything, though? Everything is blown out of proportion. Everything's complicated. It's not complicated.
It's not complicated.
It is not.
They're going to do 4 episodes of a documentary telling you how complicated it is. It's not complicated. He fucking raped women.
Looks like he raped that dude.
Wow.
Zips up.
Zipping and zopping. I like this pretty mouth.
our teacher.
Kind of center of morality all throughout his career.
Made my grandmother laugh, made everybody in the house laugh.
You
can't speak about Black America in the 20th century and not talk about Bill Cosby.
That guy has a head like an alien.
On that set, I saw Black writers, Black directors.
Did you remember what his job was on the show?
He was a pediatrician.
He was an OBGYN.
Oh, that's right, he delivered babies. Oh, my God.
No, he looked at pussies.
I had my hand in the pussy all day long. Yeah. Every now and then, I'd tickle a clit or two.
Give it a little flick, would you, Bill?
Just put your feet up in these stirrups here. In the bippin' and the boppin' and the stirrups.
Bippity-bop, here comes the pudding pop.
Oh, yeah. I'm stopping by the pussy shop.
Could have been a dentist for crying out loud. But you weren't.
No, you were looking at pussy, Bill.
Bill Cosby has been leaving breadcrumbs.
Yeah, he has. Leaving DNA samples.
That goddamn barbecue sauce episode.
We've talked about
Jesus
that 50 times
Christ.
On this show, yeah.
I love it.
We've talked about
little
it 50
huggy
times.
Buggy.
He's just talking about how to drug women.
Beautiful women. They were lined up outside of his dressing room.
What did you think was going on?
He looked at me and he said, "Fooled him again."
You don't often learn that your hero's the worst sorts of villain.
This is just a sad day in the history of Black culture.
It was just like, no. Not Bill Cosby.
What's the Bill Cosby?
You know what scares me? You know now. I feel like I have to have this discussion.
Yeah.
We thought we knew Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
We never knew Cosby.
That woman and I got the same haircut.
Oh, that's coming up here.
Yeah. Four parts, for fuck's sake.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you gotta have four episodes to talk about what he got with it. Disappointment he was.
You know, I don't understand. Have you ever been, and I know you well enough that I think I know the answer to this question. You have sports people and musical artists that you enjoy, whether they be bands or teams or individuals, you know, in those. You know, have you ever found out about something about one of them that's like really crushed you?
Crushed? No.
Me either, because I don't know them.
No.
You know, I don't understand why people get so wrapped up in celebrity.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know, you've been following Bill Cosby. We've talked about this, too. We sat in your room as kids and listened to your dad's fucking Cosby records and laughed our balls off. The show was funny.
And by the way, I'm about to buy them to have them again at my late 40s. Like,
That shit was funny.
Yeah.
But when it came out that Bill Cosby was a rapist, I'm like, meh. Not surprised. I've never been crushed by news of a celebrity.
Crushed, no. Surprised, though, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. I wouldn't be... You couldn't surprise me to tell me a celebrity ever fucked some other people.
Has a kink that they're hiding. Right. Yeah, right.
But there's a not too fine a line between kink and fucking drugging chicks to fucking, you know, like, that's a whole different deal.
I
just found out the other day, Josh Homme, who's the lead singer for Queens of the Stone Age, found her ex-wife's, his ex-wife's new boyfriend in an Apple store in the second floor of a mall somewhere. And threatened to throw him off the balcony to the first level.
Like I'll throw you off the balcony.
Stinking little cocksucker.
Stinking little cocksucker.
If you don't hurry to tell me what's left of that fucking dope. You and that other fucking weasel have been slamming into your dope fiend fucking veins
during your fucking convalescence.
I'll throw you off the balcony, you stinking little cocksucker.
Where have you been, Jimmy?
Where you been?
So fucking sick, Mr. Swearingen. Chills, fever.
Yeah, I hear it's still in your chest.
You got corona, do you?
Yeah.
A couple times felt like turning my face to the fucking wall.
Fucking pale you are, too.
I've rounded the corner, though. Plan for my return today or tomorrow.
Wu's opium courier was robbed.
Oh. Was that so? Well, was it money they got or dope?
All this fucking dope.
Uh-oh. So you didn't get your resupply?
No.
Had you any lay-by?
No, sir.
Uh-oh. Hey, Jimmy. Sounds like I'm in for a dry time. Some more aches and pains coming up for me. When Wu suppose he here again from California? Can he even make himself understood to you? I'm that amazed how the fuck you and him can make yourselves understood anyway to each other.
Jimmy, what become of that dope fiend Pharaoh deal that I hired to apprise me of what transpired over Tolerance?
Leon?
Leon.
Leon, that's right.
Jeez, he just disappeared, didn't he?
I wonder where the fuck he got
to. Where the fuck has he got to?
You've been wrong since you walked in here.
Wrong, Jimmy.
You know that, Jimmy, don't you?
Like I said, sir, I feel like hell.
Is that what I mean?
Well, what do you mean, Mr. Swearingen?
You've been lying, Jimmy. The smell of cat's piss in this room is so bad, I want to burn down the fucking building.
I'm nervous, sir. I'm always nervous around you.
Nervousness don't cause that. Lying causes cat piss smell.
I want to tear this entire fucking structure down. I'll strangle you and throw you off the balcony, you stinking little cocksucker. If you don't hurry to tell me where and what's left of that fucking dope that you and that other fucking weasel have been slamming into your dope fiend fucking veins during your fucking convalescence.
God, Mr. Sweet.
He hits Jimmy once per season. Have you noticed that, too?
Yeah.
Jesus, what a fucking stink! Not to mention you kill the fucking chink courier and the headache over that I'm going to have with fucking Wu if I ever get this fucking stench out of my
fucking nostrils.
I just shit myself, sir. I'm saying it now before the smell gets you.
You shit yourself?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Throw yourself off the balcony.
I'm going to crawl, sir. I shouldn't stand.
Where's the fucking dope?
At Leon's. I'll show you exactly. I'll tell you everything. We were 4 days up in his room.
Hurry the fuck up. Well, throw yourself. Come on, stay in the fucking muck until I'm down there.
I just got a splinter the length of my arm and my fucking palm.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Go.
Go.
Go, Jimmy. Go, Jimmy. Come on. Get your shit smeared ass off my balcony. Go. 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 I hurt my arm. But I'm okay.
You fucking lie there now.
You fucking lie there now.
I'm just gonna roll forward so I don't get trampled.
Good thinking, Jimmy. Good thinking, Jimmy.
God damn.
Hey, buddy. We've been joined by Reagan the cat.
Hi, Reagan.
Buddy.
So, Homie fucking beat up his new wife's boyfriend. His ex.
Threatened to kill him.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's a little. All right. So the new Queen's album will be a little bit darker. It's whatever. I didn't quit watching Louis C.K. because he jerked off in front of people.
Right.
I didn't quit. I'm not going to quit buying Queens of the Stone Age albums. I'm not, it's still worthwhile to own the old Cosby records. Like, I don't care if people make political statements, no matter how uninformed they are. I tend not to give a shit about that. Restaurant. I'm fat. Food wins. I don't give a fuck. I walk into Cracker Barrel, there could be someone out front of the place advocating American communism. I don't give a shit. I came to eat.
Come for fucking pancakes.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what your political philosophy is. I want to shove English muffins and carbs out of my face. Fuck you. Who cares? Jesus. Who gives a shit? Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio. Last year, we had a story about a man who was arrested for fucking a stuffed Olaf doll.
Oh, yeah.
In a Target store.
Yeah.
And he was...
Do you want to fuck a snowman?
Right in his motherfucking mouth. If you blew another one of those over here, you're under arrest.
Don't know what happened.
It's going to be a citizen's arrest. Oh, God, that's fucking foul.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh. Corey Meter, 22.
Yeah.
Entered his misdemeanor plea for a circuit court judge. Also ordered the St. Petersburg man to pay $725 in court costs and fines. arrested in late 2019 after willingly and maliciously damaging Target goods by, quote, ejaculating on the merchandise. let's see. Meter cops report initially took a stuffed unicorn to the children's bedding department, exposed himself, and then, quote, took the unicorn and placed it against his penis and began a sexual motion like the subject was trying to have sex with the unicorn, end quote.
Whipped his cock out and fucked that stuffed unicorn, didn't he?
Wearing shorts and a Star Wars t-shirt.
Jesus Christ.
Meter was processed to the front of the... Proceeded to the front of the store and, quote, picked up an Olaf snowman stuffed animal and, quote, began having sex with the stuffed animal, and it was all on video, according to a Target loss prevention officer.
22 years old, huh?
Yeah.
Starting young.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He was sentenced to 6 months probation and court costs. So that's the update on that. Excuse me. I got to blow my nose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You motherfucker. You fall off my lap and break a leg, we're going straight to the fucking cemetery with you. Fuck you. I'm not getting a cast for you. You're 18. Talking about my cat here, not to... By 18, women are way too old.
Shit.
Way too old. Ouch. Motherfucker, stop. Cunt, motherfucker, quit. Let me see your eyes. We can get that purring. Hang on here. We get it? He was a good boy. 18. He turned 18 right before Christmas.
Wow.
Mine lived for a long time.
They're well cared for.
And a fucking
an old fucking street cat.
Yeah, he really was a stray. Yeah. I found. He was outside my window for 3 days and made a bunch of noise till I finally went and got him and took him to a no kill shelter nearby me. And I knew I was doomed because I had him named before I got to the thing. So I knew I was doomed. So he's an old man. Old man, snot nose. You can find fucking walls of snot all over the house.
Really?
Thanks to Reagan. There's one right behind you, actually. Mm. He likes to lay on that couch and fucking blow snot everywhere, the fucking old cocksucker. Time now for another exciting new edition of... exciting new edition of Leave Yourself Alone on TGO Radio. Leave Yourself Alone. Hey, this one, fucking, I'm here to tell you, brother.
Yeah?
Oh, a man may never be able to use his penis again after his partner accidentally used expanding foam inside his urethra.
Oh, shit.
In their efforts to keep him erect during sex.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not a good idea.
The man, 45, was struggling with impotence and had been putting different items into the opening of his penis in a bid to stay firm. But his latest attempt ended in a horror.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ, expanding foam in you.
Ooh. I have just fled my own office in horror at his fucking dim-wittedness.
When his partner tried to use the straw from a can of insulation spray, so they tried to put the straw into his dick to keep him hard, the unidentified partner said she accidentally... I was surprised to see she there.
I was not expecting that.
You'd think a woman would go, now wait a minute.
Yeah.
Look, that's enough. You know. She accidentally hit the button on top of the can, sending the foam into his penis, where it hardened and became, quote, anchored to his genitals.
Oh, Oh.
You okay?
Explain that one at the fucking ER.
Are you okay? Because this gets a lot worse.
Oh, good.
Doctors had to cut a new opening between the man's scrotum and anus.
So they gave him a pussy.
To urinate. To urinate, and said he must pass a psychiatric test
so,
in order to qualify for reconstructive surgery.
So when the doctor came out of the waiting room and told the partner what was going on and what they were going to have to do, she looked at him and said, is this going to work? He goes, man, it ain't nothing but a thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Durant will be here all season on TGO Radio.
I will be here all the time.
He'll be here all season on TGO Radio. And, brother... let's see. Urologist said the man waited 3 weeks before seeking a doctor and only went for treatment after finding it increasingly sore and difficult to urinate.
I want to take this instrument and pass it up your penis so I can hear them gleats.
Oh, God. That's a hard part of that second season to watch, man. That's tough business.
Right about where I'm at.
Oh.
Yep. You have to break the fucking door down, Dan. Fucking Dan comes running up there, hits that fucking door, and bounces right back down into the...
Scans revealed several masses of hardened foam measuring up to 4 inches long. And the man was rushed to surgery. Doctors, I didn't read all this last night. Doctors initially approached the task by trying to grab the foam and pull it out through the penis opening using specialized tools. That guy was a specialized tool, am I right, everybody?
Holy shit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
My God.
Proving impossible, the team was forced to carry out a perineal urethroscopy, creating a new hole between the scrotum and anus to extract the remaining foam.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you know what? You're going to find this hard to believe. He also has some scarring in his urethra.
No.
I mean, yeah. Oh. He really did give him a pussy. Surgeons created a new hole behind his scrotum to expel urine.
Yep.
Diverting his original urine stream away from his penis. Wow. The man is set to have more surgery.
Hey, no kidding. Jesus Christ.
Some 43% of men in the UK aged 18 to 60 suffer from impotence, according to Atomic Research. 4 in 10 men blame stress. 36% blame tiredness. 29% blame anxiety. 26% blame too much alcohol. And 71% blame being married to the same pig for all these years. End quote. There's a picture of all the foam they pulled out if you want to see it.
No.
I think you do.
Do I?
I think you do. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'll turn it towards you, though. Because I tried to print this out today and it wouldn't see it. That's it. They pulled all that out of his...
Jesus fucking Christ.
It looks like a brain.
It does, yeah, yeah.
Dissected brain. Is what it looks like. It's gnarly.
That's so... looks like roadkill.
It does. It's fucking gross.
Oh, that's just so nasty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Isn't that great?
No, it is not great.
No? It's the worst thing you ever did to your cock.
Pregnate my ex-wife? I don't know.
Perfect. Perfect. I think that's the worst thing I ever did with mine was... stick it in my fucking son's slob of a mother. Fucking deficit to humanity. Pig. Thus concludes, I'll leave yourself alone, a public service of the TGO Radio show.
Now,
leave yourself alone. Leave yourself alone. Go to a doctor. Get a pill. Blue Chew. Blue Chew's a thing you can get. You just chew it like a candy and you get a hard on. Like.
But his penis was sealed against the weather now, right?
That's it, buddy.
Fucking people, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, leave yourself alone.
Leave yourself alone is a public service.
Stop it.
Of the TGO media.
Fucking stop it.
World empire.
So they were trying to basically...
Of Volusia County...
Splint up his dick. Like...
Yes. Yeah.
Idiots. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real thing that happens. Yeah. It's just go Blue Chew, Viagra, something. You know. He's 45 and American, so I have trouble believing... He doesn't know there's a better way.
Well, it sounds like evolution is doing its job.
Yeah.
Thank you, evolution.
A Volusia County middle school worker is facing charges after deputies say she admitted to smoking marijuana in the middle of the night with a student. Investigators say the 14-year-old boy met with 41-year-old Kristen Williams, and she dropped him off at home after his parents called. Williams is an office assistant at Heritage Middle School. She's facing charges of child abuse and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
14-year-old pothead didn't have far to go. I think you ought to charge those parents with delinquency of a fucking minor. 41 and a 14-year-old. No evidence of sex stuff.
Just smoking the ganja.
Just pothead stuff, yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. The boy told his parents and deputies that he met with Williams near his neighborhood around 1:30 a.m. and smoked with her in her van.
Oh, there you go.
When he saw his mother...
Chevy van, maybe?
Remember that Chevy van break from years ago?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that holds up, but at the time it was really funny.
It was very funny.
Office assistant who works with sixth graders at Heritage Middle School.
Huh.
And was charged with child abuse. Deputies responded to the incident around 2:30 a.m.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. After noticing the boy was going around 1:30 a.m., his stepfather, and the things are starting to come into picture now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's clearing up, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Started driving around the neighborhood looking for him while his mother discovered several incoming calls from a certain number on the home's phone log. Oh, boy.
They have a home phone?
Yeah.
Who has a home fucking phone?
Well, if you're Marty McFly and you're driving back to 1988, you still have a home. Just getting caller ID.
Jesus.
Man, remember when you first got caller ID in your house? You remember that? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ooh. Man, I can see who's calling? Man, what the fuck?
Fucking answering machine.
What kind of sorcery is this shit?
Oh, shit.
My dad now can't get the goddamn phone. He's fucking 74. And, like, he fell and broke his arm. So I'm talking to his wife, and I go, well, let's get Dad, like, a flip phone or something. No, I can get him a smartphone. He can barely work the fucking landline phone.
Jesus Christ.
When he called me to come take him to the ER, the phone worked for 90 seconds because he'd had it off the charger all fucking day. He forgot he unplugged it. He's 74 fucking years old.
Does your father still have the same phone number at the house?
Yeah.
Oh, my. What is it?
Jesus and I've told him if he ever gets rid of it to let me know because I want to get it.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's had the same phone number for over 50 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dad just got rid of that one at the
did
house.
Did he really?
Yeah.
68. Yeah. Oh, I would have never remembered that in 1,000 years. How many phone numbers do you know right now?
None.
Yeah, that's just
it. No. I don't know anybody's phone numbers.
No.
I don't know my wife's phone number.
No. No, you just put it in your phone and that's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Dad's landline and...
The weird thing is I can still remember the phone number from the phone we had at the house, you know, when I was married to my ex-wife.
Really?
It's easy, you know, it's...
There's a girl a few blocks away from me I fucked as a teenager. I still remember her number for some reason.
Still had that number up there in Niles for a long time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's changed. I know it was like one number off from a fucking pizza place in Niles.
Oh, she used to answer the phone.
But she's take fucking orders. Yeah. Oh, it's great.
Oh yeah. I was there one time when she did it.
Yep.
Oh, that was great.
Take the fucking order. It'd be ready in about 30 minutes.
Oh, so great. And they show up all mad. Oh, yes. So great.
And that was back in the day when you couldn't look at your phone and see what number you dialed because you were just dialing on a phone.
Yeah.
Ah, that's great.
God, that's fucking funny.
Yep. How many people got fired because they fucking either, you know, were deemed incompetent by their boss or fucking yelled at the customer, go, we never fucking talked to you.
I'm telling you, we never got this call. I'm
telling you. Fuck face. Get the fuck out of here.
Beat it, stupid. Your fucking pizza.
Oh.
Or how many pizzas do you think they had to make real fast for angry customers? Yeah. Like real fast.
Because the customer's always right. And they called. And they gave the order, goddammit.
That's fucking... I saw her do it one time. Fucking funny.
I don't know who this fucking is that works here, but goddammit.
I fucking would have been enraged.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you do that? Uber Eats or anything like that?
We do, yeah.
Do
at the house sometimes. I do not.
At work. At work is a different thing. We've got restaurants right up the road from our office, and I'll just go get something because I can barely trust the cocksuckers when I go through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Much less, I mean, and if the order's not right at Postmates or Uber Eats or whatever, then how do you account for that?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Well, they usually do a pretty good job.
I know, but you're not picky like I am. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
I'm a picky eater. Pussy eater, am I right, everybody?
Shit.
And I miss eating pussy, but I do not miss dealing with fucking women. That is for goddamn sure. That's where I'm at right now. Like, I miss eating pussy, but I do not miss women. They're fucking inexcusable. They are. Fucking gross. I do not miss women. I know a girl, if I called her, we'd have to meet somewhere, like in between. She's a ways away. She used to live up here, but she's a ways away. And if I called her and I was like, hey, why in a few weeks, why don't we meet here and, you know, like spend a night or something? She would do it.
Yeah.
But then I think about that, and then I come, and then I go, oh, yeah, I don't need to do
I'm
that.
Good.
No, I'm good. Another three-drop load wasted.
Another fucking bag of dust.
Yeah, no shit. Fucking, just fucking unforgivably small loads. Just, I used to drop porn star loads. 2 years ago, I was dropping.
Hit the ceiling.
2 years ago, I was dropping porn star loads. 2 years. Not like, you know, 5, 10 years. No, 2 years ago, I'm dropping porn star loads. Now I'm lucky to get a fucking three-drop Blurka fucking creeping out.
It's like a baby spitting up.
Yeah, except the fluid doesn't come out as fast. That's the difference. Not only is it fucking a three-drop load, but it oozes out like a fucking chemical spill. I bet the water around Chernobyl had the same viscosity as my fucking load now.
Yeah. Toxic
loads. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, listen, this has been fun, and we are recording two shows today, so.
Are we?
I'm going to end this
one. I don't
know
if I can sit in this fucking chair that long, motherfucker.
I told you to come ready to rock and roll, baby. I was going to wear your fat ass out. I told you. I texted Jeff earlier. He goes, oh, I'm going to the doctor, but I'm leaving work at the regular time, and I'll see you. And I go, I texted you about 11:30 or noontime?
Yeah.
And I go, the doctor better have you ready to rumble, because I'm going to wear your fat ass out today. Anyway. Take a break here for nature.
Court is adjourned for nature.
And we're trying hard to do a show every week this year. Even if we have to do two at a time, we're trying hard.
Very good.
Well, this dumb cocksucker fucking sneezes and then eats it.
Yeah.
And then I clean up as much as I can, but I'm not, you know, I have a job, you know. I have fucking expensive cat food to pay for it. So then he eats it, and then he starts fucking horking it up. Because he's like, yeah, stupid, quit eating it, you fucking dummy. Fucking stupid ass. All right, good. Glad you guys were here. We will see you next week. Wink.
Wink, wink.
On TGO Radio. Oh, shit, I should play the thing. Dog, little help? All right, good.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.